listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You have just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. How are you guys doing today? As you know, this is the station and the time where we raise your frequency, broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. We're just having a good time in the studio. We got co-host Justin. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah. Just another beautiful day. Just another beautiful day. Seriously, let's wait for the drop. I always wait for the drop. Oh. So good. As you guys know, that is Real Boy. Check him out on YouTube, realboy.com. They are coming out of San Francisco, California. They're dear friends and also great guys. So you should just check them out. Wonderful musicians. And prepare to raise your vibration. How are you guys doing today? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your frequency. How many times can I say that at the beginning of a show? As you guys also know, you can call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Or you can email me live in the studio, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Also, right now, because you're on your computers, your tablets, your iPhones, whatever, smartphones, your droids, anything. Hey, pull them out right now. Go on Facebook. And then what you're going to do, you're going to type in the search engine, Dave's Good Vibration Station. What are you going to do? You're going to click like. That's it. Also, what you're going to want to do while you're on Facebook is type in Davey, that's D-A-V-I-E, Crockett, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T, and like that page. Also, while you're at it, why don't you kill three birds with one stone? Type in W-M-D-T and like that as well. That is the production company in which Davey Crockett is working with. And that is Justin and my project that we are currently working on.
Yep.
And listen up, guys. Today is going to be a fun show. Let me tell you why today is going to be a fun show. Now, parents.
Cinco de Mayo.
Guys, we got bulls in the studio today. We have bulls in the studio today. We also have Matadors with us. Hey, how you doing, Matador? How you doing on the... Oh, I am good today, David. How are you? Oh, we're doing swell, man. What's your name? Juan. I am Juan. Hey, Juan. How you doing today, bud? I am well. Nice, man. Hey, so what we're going to have you do live on the air is chase this bull. Okay, let's do it. I'm just playing around. Juan, don't do that. Wow. All right. We want to thank Monster Energy Drink for supplying us with our energy. Feels great. We love it. Tastes great. It's awesome. So today on the show, parents, like I said, please don't blow your horns. Here we go. We're going to be talking about, because it was Cinco de Drinko yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, we are going to be talking about intoxication. We're going to be talking about what not to do while you're intoxicated and what to do while you're intoxicated. Now, just to let everybody know, the Vibration Station does not in any way, shape, or form
endorse
or
consumption.
Right? We don't endorse the usage of anything that can intoxicate you. No alcohol, no cannabis, no drugs, nothing. We do not endorse it. We do not say it is okay. We do not advocate it in any way, shape, or form. But what we do know is that we are human beings too. And everybody likes to experiment, especially kids around our age. Younger, older, everybody likes to experiment with something. So chances are, Cinco de Mayo, you had a little something to drink yesterday.
A little
something to drink. Now,
maybe one margarita. Or 14.
Or 78. No, I'm kidding. Maybe you woke up in the hospital. Maybe you got your stomach pumped. Maybe you didn't drink anything at all. Regardless, that doesn't matter. Why? Because you're listening to good, fun, genuine, inner fucking tainment. I'm just playing around. No, but seriously, guys, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's having a good time. So many Cinco de Mayo parties. The cops are out like crazy. Hopefully you didn't get a DUI. Hopefully you weren't drinking and driving. That's also what we're going to be talking about today, is drinking and driving. Personal experiences with friends. And, you know, just other aspects of intoxicating yourself and doing things that we shouldn't. So let's start out with what not to do when intoxicated. All right, number one, what not to do when intoxicated, drive.
This is something we don't do.
Now, listen, ladies, gentlemen, kids.
There's a reason.
Absolutely, there is. What you're going to want to do right now, take out a pen and paper and write these down for the next time you choose to intoxicate yourself. This is one, the don'ts. Don't drive while intoxicated. Let it be under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of cannabis, under any kind of influence that you and your crazy kids come up with these days. Don't drive. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not fun. It's not good. It is bad. Number two, what not to do? Hang out with your parents.
That's a good one.
Number two, when you're intoxicated, do not hang out with your parents. Why?
Unless they like to get in.
Unless they're cool with it. Unless they're like, you know, Jimmy, here's the thing. We don't like you drinking outside of the house. We don't like you smoking outside of the house. We like for you to know that you are here behind closed doors under our supervision. And if your parents are cool with that, then hang out with your parents when you drink. That is totally, totally cool. Because a lot of parents are like that. A lot of parents are really, you know, into the whole, you know, I know you want to experiment, so do it at the house. But the reason why we say you don't want to hang out with your parents when you're intoxicated is because, you know, sometimes with certain situations, parents don't really fully understand that you don't have a problem. You don't have a substance abuse issue. You just like to,
party.
Have a little fun. Something else that is along the very same lines as not hanging out with your parents is don't call your mom. Don't drunk call your mom.
Never.
And be like, Mom, I am really drunk at this party, and I just wanted to tell you how much you mean to me and how much I love you. Because what's going to happen the next morning? You're going to be like, Sally, you called me last night, and you were absolutely wasted. That is just not okay.
Acceptable.
Is that what you do when you go to parties? Did you go and get wasted?
The date rape drug.
Did you take roofies? Did somebody roofie your fruit punch? Now, we're not saying that doesn't happen, because it does, and it has in the past.
True.
But just make sure that, like, you know where you're getting your drinks. You're safe with it. Number three, what not to do is text a bunch of people.
You're gonna regret it.
Justin, I can speak from personal experience when it comes to texting people. I am 19, almost 20 years old. I have drank in my life before.
No.
I know it's bad. It is sinful. I'm most likely gonna be damned to hell. But that's okay, because I had a good time. I'm just playing around. But seriously, I will say from personal experience, when drinking, when under the influence of alcohol, do not pull out your phone and start texting people that you think want to hear you drunk, because chances are they don't. Unless they're drunk too.
In which case, text away.
That's a great time. In which case, you guys should have text wars. I'm drunker than you. Let's see how many words I can misspell in my text. Let's see. What was that? Number three. Number four. Do not go to work under an influence.
No.
You're a funny guy.
Never do that.
No, seriously. Check this out, guys. Don't go to work under an influence. Let me tell you why. I used to work at a pretty nice restaurant. A very well-known restaurant. And a lot of the servers there were constantly baked. All the servers were stoned. They were stony baloney.
Stony baloney.
And their performance was
poor.
Was poor. It was poor performance. And also, here's another thing, guys. When you're working, this is just a little side note. This is Dave's side thoughts.
Dave's side thoughts.
Dave and Justin's side thoughts. Side thoughts. Side thoughts. Side thoughts. Well, here's the thing. This is at least what I think is, when you're at work and you're socializing with people, you're meeting people, no matter what you do, whether you're a receptionist, you're a server, you're a host, you're a garbage guy, whatever. When you're interacting with people and you're doing your job, you're going to want to do the best possible performance you can give every single time. And you don't want to be messed up. You don't want to be drunk. You don't want to be high. You don't want to be anything when you go to work, because shit spreads like wildfire. You know what I mean? Like, let's say, you know, maybe your employer finds that you're intoxicated. He or
and
she...
your ass is gone.
Right? Gone. And what can't you do? You can't say that you work there. You can't, for your next job, you can't be like, oh, I worked here because, you know, then like if
you
for...
get hired.
You know, you're not going to get hired because employers are going to contact your previous employer and be like, is this person a good worker? And they're going to be like, no, because he came fucked up to work. They'd be like, dude, I would not hire this kid. No, I'm just playing. So number six, that's number six, right? We're doing number five, number six.
Was that? I think this will be five.
This will be five. Don't call your ex. Do not call your ex.
That goes along with texting and...
That just, yes.
And your and I guess same category.
Texting, yeah. Totally, totally. Don't
call people.
Don't call people when you're drunk or when you're whatever. Number six, and this is one that I think everybody should live by. Do not enter a tattoo shop while under the influence.
I can, yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No. Number seven.
you might end up with... something you don't want.
That's true. That is very true.
We know people.
We know people. I gotta tell you a funny story. I have a few tattoos, and when I was getting one of them, my artist, I was talking to him, and he was saying how the previous day before I got the tattoo, who was it? It was like some old, like, famous rock star or something, came into the tattoo shop. I forget who was it. I forget. Some old famous rock star came into the tattoo shop with his brother. And his brother walked in and he's like, I want to get the Raiders sign tattooed on my face. And here's the catch. He was drunk. That's what the tattoo guy said. My artist.
Drunk.
He was like, yeah, dude. He's like, ah, oh, fuck. It was some guy. I want to say it was like some guy from like Motley Crue or something like that. Like
Six.
Van Morrison? I don't know.
Nikki Six, maybe?
I don't know. No, I don't think it was Nikki Six. I forget.
Tommy Lee.
I don't know. Somebody.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Some rocker's brother comes in. And he's like, I want to get the Raiders symbol tattooed on my face. And he was all trash,
Raider
all
Nation.
Drunk. And they didn't do it. The artist was like, absolutely
call.
Not. You're going to regret this in the morning. That's that. So let's see. Number seven. We're looking at number seven. Do not step in front of
A moving vehicle.
don't
even do that.
Sober. That's good. I mean, that's definitely a good one. Justin, I'm glad you threw that one in there. I almost slipped my mind.
Was that what you were gonna say?
No. Don't step in front of a camera when you don't know who's holding it. That's a good one, right? Think about that. Don't step in front of a camera when you don't know who's holding the camera.
it could end up. You don't know where the photos.
You don't know
up.
Where it could end up. You know, you could have like your panties could be all over Facebook the next day, right? Let's see. Number 8. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Try to avoid going for a swim. Right?
That's a good call.
You know, but you know, it's always nice to have, you know,
it's
like
nice to take a dip.
A glass of scotch.
In the jacuzzi, yeah.
In the jacuzzi while you're hanging back. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. You know, but I'm thinking that for the most part, if you are intoxicated, it is not a good thing to jump into a pool, you know, when you're like really drunk or whatever. Mm. Okay. Number 9, don't go on a shopping spree.
No.
Right? Actually,
buy a bunch of shit.
A friend of mine, yes, I was with a friend of mine. We were at the mall. Listen, guys, we're just at the mall. We were just going shopping, just getting some new clothes.
Abercrombie.
Some Abercrombie.
And Fitch.
Abercrombie.
And Fitch.
And Fitch.
Don't forget the Fitch.
Wait, is Abercrombie's with Fitch, right? Or did Fitch?
Maybe Fitch is with Abercrombie.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I was with a friend one time, and we both thought that it would be a fun idea to, you know, to drink a little bit.
And go to the mall.
Before the mall, you know, whatever. And my buddy, actually, he ended up spending $700, almost $600 and something dollars. And it was on literally the stupidest shit. It, like, wasn't even cool. It was, like...
It was all hot dog on a stick.
No, seriously, like... We got food.
500 corn dogs.
Like, yeah, dude, he got 500 corn dogs. That's what he did. Shipped it straight to his house.
And a puppy.
And a puppy! Yeah, because they got the new... Yeah, totally. They got the new pound in the mall. He picked up a puppy. 500 hot dogs. No, but seriously. He actually, like... No, he bought, like... And this is a guy. This is one of my good friends. I'm not even kidding. Bought about, like, 6 shirts. Like, 7 pairs of pants. Like, I don't even know. He's just, like... He got drunker than myself, and I kept telling him, I was like, dude, like...
Were they nice pants, though?
They were pretty nice pants. Okay. Levi 501s.
It's justifiable.
It's justifiable. Totally, man. Totally.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Just go to the mall. The mall is a pleasant place. There's families. Just...
I know. There's kids, man.
There's kids. Just go to the Apple store and...
What are you doing with yourself?
Angry Birds.
Yeah, I was going to say... That's funny. Hey, so get this. Number 10, bet you're not going to guess this one. Don't email your boss and tell him how much you hate him. That's not a good idea.
Unless it's your last day.
Unless it's your last day and you feel very passionately. Yeah, totally. Hey, number 11, do not get into an argument. Right?
Yeah, it escalates.
It escalates, man.
Just the other night.
Yeah, please.
I was at a gathering. And, you know,
no, Justin, you were at a party.
It was a gathering. It was a spiritual festival.
Was it really? No.
It was a party. And
it was a party. Everybody had their didgeridoos.
Yeah, didgeridoos. We were all having a good time. And, you know, there's a few people that take it too far.
Right.
Shirts get removed.
Uh-huh.
Punches are thrown.
Right.
I was just a spectator.
Right.
I'm not violent.
No, dude, Justin's a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover.
Lover, not a fighter. Wow.
But
And an attractive one if that. Listen, ladies, if you're looking for a good guy, I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you couldn't tell.
If you couldn't tell by his voice.
So from us.
Wow. Wow, Justin,
no,
I'm sorry, dude. You're gonna have to.
I'm
gonna
slow down. I'm getting David too excited.
Oh, dude, where's my wet towel? I need a wet towel. I need a new shirt. Probably some new underwear. Good thing we live in the studio. I'm just going to go get my drawers. I'm just messing around. Hey, where's Juan? Where's the bulls at? He's coming around. Wow, people are like, listen, guys, the vibration station, don't waste your time.
Crazy.
They're just talking shenanigans. Just so go on. So
yeah,
don't get into an argument. Rule number 10, rule number 11, whatever. So people, yeah, start taking their shirts off.
Oh, they take their shirts off. They are, you know what's weird? Usually it's the people that should never have their shirts off. It's that one guy with the beard, with just the the stomach, the hair.
Absolutely.
It's just like
absolutely
a grizzly bear. They just pass out on the grass.
Oh, totally.
And you know, it eventually calms down, but try to have a good don't party with your enemies.
Yeah.
Drinking with people you're
man.
Not fond of.
Right. I think that's a reason why I've always, even when I was like in high school, I hated high school parties. I hated high school parties.
It was always, hey bro, yo, you looked at me just now, so I'm gonna kick you in the face.
Seriously. Like, oh, bro, you looked at me wrong? Do you want a curb stomp? It's like, oh, what? Oh, what are you looking at, bro?
Nothing. Everybody thinks they're like so hardcore.
I know, everybody's like so entitled to like beat somebody else up. It's just fucking retarded. Seriously, it just frustrates me so much.
Sad youth.
And yeah, and it's amazing and so fascinating to me because like for me personally and like, you know, I believe like people like Justin, just like the people that, you know,
I've never been in a the biggest argument I like flip off someone while driving.
Yeah, totally.
They cut me off. I'm like,
feel that,
oh,
dude.
Fuck you. I'd never fight anybody.
Right? And like more than anything, it fascinates.
Most people wouldn't. I don't know.
Most people wouldn't.
We're
lovers, man. It just fascinates me that like, I don't know, like 20.
It's all about peace.
It's all about peace, man. Peace, love. Peace, love, and weed, bro. No, I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. But you know, something about it frustrates me, and it gets me a little sad to think about how, you know, kids just a few years younger than myself and, you know, even kids my age and older and whatever, like, there's so many out there that are just, like, so insecure with themselves and, like, they just feel like the only way to really, like establish themselves is through a sense of violence.
Yeah, being, like, dominant over...
Being dominant, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something that... I've always lived by, and I think it's amazing. People, and listen, if you're the bully, if you're the hardcore guy that thinks he's like...
This is a big topic now. There's a movie came out.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah, a movie called Bully.
Really?
Yeah, it touches upon this issue.
Really?
Yeah.
Word.
But no, go on.
No, totally, man. I was just... That's really cool. I didn't know that. I was just going to say, you know, that when people... try so hard to display their dominance, they're actually doing the exact opposite. When people need their dominance, when people need other people to see that they are the dominant ones, in actuality, it only makes perfect sense that they're doing the exact opposite for themselves.
It's immature.
It's awesome. Not only is it immature, absolutely it's immature.
Yeah,
Justin.
Shows it's small-minded. It's just weak.
Absolutely. But check this out. Those who choose to show their dominance, to show they're so hard, they're the boss, they're the big guy, the only reason why you would ever do that is because you don't believe in yourself enough. You don't believe in your control enough around you to not have to show your dominance. Because people that don't need to show their dominance know who they are. Know that they are dominant of themselves. Know that they are, you know, they don't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, no, there, it was said in way better words, man.
Yeah, there are.
Way better words to say that in. But
they're insecure.
Right,
and
insecure.
They need to project.
Right. Their lack.
Yeah,
right. The more dominance you need to show, the more of a lack you have. Do you know what I mean?
Of
Does
control.
That make sense? There we go. So that's that. Also, something about getting into an argument when
alcohol. Yeah, that's what we were going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drink.
Just
don't.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
Bad things happen.
Bad things happen.
Good people.
There's this one website that we went on, 15 things not to do while intoxicated, and this is where we've been getting a few of them, and then a few of them we've come up with ourselves. But the last one, the very last one, which I think is kind of funny, it shows this picture of these two. Yeah, fuck. Shows this picture of these two guys. On each side of, like, this lady that has, like, lipstick all over her face and she looks like a clown.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
That might not be a human being.
I know. It looks really weird. The last and final rule is, while intoxicated, do not take home the girl you've been avoiding. Right?
Drink until she's cute. Is that the motto?
No. No, drink until she's gone. No, I'm just kidding. Man. That's really mean. Okay, that's so
the, that's the burden of alcohol. Everybody becomes better looking.
Everybody becomes better nice. Looking. Well, yeah.
You meet some nice people. It's not all about looks.
No, it's not. It's totally not all about. It's totally.
It's about who they are.
It's about who they are. It is about who they are. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
15 things to do when intoxicated.
Oh.
This is where the show gets fun.
This is where the devil on our shoulder comes out.
Yeah.
And the angel has just gone away.
The angel's just like, all right, I'm gonna take a nap.
We're responsible.
We are responsible.
We're not gonna tell you to danger yourself.
No, absolutely not. The farthest we're gonna go to endangering yourself is jumping off the Empire State Building with a parachute in your back while you've eaten an eighth of mushrooms and just drank a handle of vodka. That's about it. I mean, that's not too bad. Mm-mm. Just the Empire State Building. Mm-mm. I mean, you have a parachute. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Just watch out for the flying monkeys on your way down. Can you imagine jumping? Can you just imagine parachuting off the Empire State Building while under the influence of mushrooms? Holy shit. You'd be like, what the fuck? You'd be like, dude, why is my refrigerator in the air? No, seriously, guys. Hey, I just want to let you know, if you're just tuned into the show,
tell us your crazy stories.
Yeah, man.
Tell us what you've done.
Yeah.
We want to hear all the crazy shenanigans.
We want to hear it. 323-203-0815. Wait, Justin, what was that number? It was,
It's 323-203-0815.
All right, that's the one. Thanks, man. Thank you. You can call us live on the air.
We want to hear your friendly voices.
We want to hear your voices! But seriously, dude. Also, if you want to email me live, you can do that. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. So we are just getting into what to do when intoxicated. Just to let you know, when we tell you these things, we are saying them with a what's it called, a disclosure? No, mm-hmm. With a
caution,
a disclaimer.
A disclaimer.
That's what we're looking for. Disclaimer.
Be safe.
Be safe. Mm. Do not piss anybody off.
Just don't even listen to us.
Just turn it off. Just
turn off the radio.
Turn the radio off and smash your TV. Turn the radio off. Boom, boom, and smash your TV. What song is that? Like, break your TV or something? You know which one I'm talking
about? There's a song called
Throw Away Your Television. Yeah.
By
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wait. Listen, Jake. No. They have a different song.
They have something about your television. Or Real Big Fish. I don't know.
Oh, no. Real Big Fish has an album called Turn Off the Radio, I want to say.
Something about that. Throw away your television. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Throw away your television.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. So, disclaimer. When we tell you 15 fun things to do when you're intoxicated, we're telling you right now, it's not okay. We are not saying it is okay to drink, smoke, to do drugs. We are saying...
But if you already have done those things...
Exactly.
Here's what to do to ensure you're safe and have a good time.
Exactly! Woo!
We want people to have a good time.
We want people to have
a
good time.
Be responsible.
Be responsible.
The most interesting man in the world drinks, and he's super interesting.
Super interesting.
By the way, those are so funny.
Those are so funny.
I heard a new one. It's like, yeah. It's like, he can tune a maraca.
Dude, have you seen that that one like meme or whatever? So everybody knows like the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world. It's like...
I don't always drink beer.
Yeah, but when I do...
I prefer Dos Equis.
He's like, there's one that's like, I don't always break into people's homes, but when I do, I fucking steal shit.
Don't steal shit.
So funny. Excuse me. So 15 fun things to do when you're drunk. Number one, you ready for this? I wasn't expecting this one. Hey, this is from a website, but we're also going to throw in our fun things.
Our two cents, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... Number one on the list is break invaluable stuff.
Invaluable stuff.
Break because you don't want to like.
You don't want to break your computer.
No.
You know what? You mean to get stress out? To like.
Yeah.
To alleviate yourself. Take like a cardboard box.
Uh-huh.
And just destroy
just
it.
Just fucking destroy it. Okay. Get your dad's samurai sword. It's hanging on his wall.
That we all have. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
It is machete.
Machete. The machete.
Machete.
No, it says break invaluable stuff. And the picture there is this woman. Look at this woman with goggles and a big sledgehammer.
She's smashing a printer, I want to say.
Dude, that's some Office Space shit if you ask me. Mm. Yeah, pull some Office Space stuff. So number one, break invaluable stuff. That's just for fun. Wear protection for your eyes.
Just break a printer.
Just like break.
Go into your nearest Office Depot. And
you know what else is fun? Old computer screens, old computer monitors, to take them.
Or clocks.
Or clocks.
Like in Hook.
Yeah, man.
Hook smashes all the clocks.
Totally.
Be safe, though.
Right? And it says, breaking stuff can be great for outdoor aggression and childlike fun when you're intoxicated.
Have you ever actually
broken
smashed
stuff?
Stuff intentionally?
Yes.
With a hammer?
Yeah. No, we had I'll tell you what we had.
Oh, actually... Yeah, I have samurais. I've been in possession of a samurai sword.
Okay.
That's a good tool for alleviating stress.
Totally, man.
Be safe, though.
Same. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. We're telling kids to get drunk, then take samurai swords and cut shit.
We're not telling them that.
That is wrong.
We're saying do not drink.
We're saying do not.
But there are people that already are drunk beyond our control. So when you're drunk...
don't
be safe.
Do not play with a samurai sword when you're drunk. Dude, that'd be great. Yeah, we get an email. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
My name is
Deborah. My son.
Fuck.
My son heard your radio show and
decided to drink half a bottle of Jack
and is now have no arm.
Oh my God, dude. No, please don't do that.
We are not liable.
God, we are not liable. That would literally be the worst thing. You know, maybe we just shouldn't say breaking stuff.
Okay.
Just breaking stuff isn't a good idea. I don't like this one. They say yell at people, especially strangers. I don't like it.
That's how you get in fight. No.
That's how you get in trouble.
This is our criticism of the list of things not to do.
Yes!
This is not things to do.
We're
going to give our opinion.
This fucking list sucks.
Justin and Dave's.
This fucking list sucks. So 15 things to do when you're drunk. First is breaking stuff. We don't want you to do that. We don't want you to hurt yourself. Yell at people, especially strangers. What is that?
No,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
You know, we can replace those 15 fun things to do when you're drunk. Watch cartoons.
Mm.
Or intoxicated, maybe.
With friends.
Watch cartoons with friends.
With a good group of people. Always be, you know what? Always be with like your close friends.
Oh, yeah.
Your homies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely,
that's
man.
That's the best.
Absolutely.
Those are the best times.
Another fun game that you guys can do, check this out. Everybody has beer. You could play it with harder alcohol, but everybody just gets way too drunk and you're sick. And King's Cup is fun. I was going to say.
I played a good one yesterday. I'll touch on that.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah. No, nice, go on.
No, yeah. I was just going to say a fun TV game is you take a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Just a little piece of paper. Get a pen, pencil, Sharpie, draw a mustache. Cut that mustache out. Take a piece of tape. Put that mustache on your television. Every single time someone's face lines up with the mustache, you take a drink.
Wow.
You have a sip.
I honestly
it's pretty
heard
fun.
Of that.
It's pretty fun. You get a bunch of people together, and then everyone's like, oh.
Mustache mania.
Mustache mania. Go on. So you had a pretty good game of King's Cup?
Actually, no. We were going to play. King's Cup's a good one. If you know that.
Right.
There's fun ones. You know, you can go through... I hadn't heard this one. You go through the alphabet, just A to Z.
Okay.
And you have to... You have 10 seconds to come up with your own custom-made porno title starting with the letter.
Oh, my God.
It gets difficult.
Starting with the letter?
Like, A would be, you know, the...
Don't say it, dude. Diaries. No, I'm kidding.
There's a lot of things you can do. But no, you want to be creative.
That's so funny, man.
You got to be creative.
That's so
you
funny.
You know, you can make up stuff. Have a good time.
That is funny, man. It's a funny game. Let's see. What is it? Number three. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, play that little sticky game. What's another thing fun to do when you're intoxicated? Honestly, for me, personally... Have, like, really good, deep conversations with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun to just, like, share a few beers,
yeah.
You know, and like
philosophy.
Just talk philosophy.
About life, the universe.
Talk thoughts, your beliefs, you know, things that you love. Just talk like cool with your friends. That's cool. This one I like.
Play music too.
Playing music.
I don't know if that's what you were about to say, but
no, that wasn't. But I like that even more.
Even if you're not a musician, you can have a little bongo drum. And
yeah.
I find that's the best.
Totally.
Just being with like maybe 4 or 5 people and just like, you know, maybe someone, you know, spits a rhyme.
Yeah.
Drops a beat and you're just having a good time.
Boom boom. I'm like, no, totally, man. Such a good time. Playing music is just always a great thing to do anytime mm-hmm. you can. It's really really therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Music is probably the best therapy, yeah. I would say. Number 4, we're looking at riding bumper cars. That's what the website says.
Oh, that's safe.
That's cool.
That's the one drinking and driving you could probably...
You could probably pull up. I mean, utopia.
I mean,
you know.
Utopia?
Autopia. Autopia?
No, autopia.
Utopia
is like a utopia is like a paradise.
Oh, is that? Atlantis. Oh, yeah, like a paradise utopia. Yeah, you're totally right.
Because, like, you essentially crash anyway. Bumper cars, you know, that's part of it.
I mean, that's the point.
So
yeah, but...
What better to do?
Bumper cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is a fun one. Play competitive video games.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah!
Yes!
Bro! Super Smash Brothers Brawl, Super Smash Brothers Melee. Personally, I prefer
the original Melee.
I prefer Melee just because they have Meta Knight, and Meta Knight's my...
No, that's Meta Knight's only in Brawl.
Oh, is that Brawl? Mm-hmm. Oh, then that's Brawl. Then
Melee.
Meta Knight's
Melee's
my dog.
Sweet though.
Melee is sweet.
Meta Knight, yeah, I like Meta Knight.
Meta Knight's cool. He just rapes shit. So here we go. Play competitive video games. That's cool. these websites contradict. It says go swimming. And it's just before we're like, don't go swimming.
No.
So I don't know. That honestly, I would say the whole swimming thing, you need to know what level you're on. You need to be able
to. There's different things. If you're heavily intoxicated, alcohol and it's not good. You know, you bump your head, you something like that. But taking a dip, you know, after a little bit of a, you know,
after a little. That's funny, dude.
It works.
Hey, here's another one. This is cool. Number 5, make some art. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then jump in the pool.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Hey, man. That's cool. Make some art, right? That's a good one.
Yeah, draw.
Draw. Creative. Make some art.
Know.
Yeah, dude,
let the
draw.
Creative juice flow.
Yeah. Get your sharpest utensils out and carve wood. just kidding. Hey, this is cool. Go see an action movie.
Yeah, see the Avengers.
The Avengers.
I saw the Avengers.
Is that fucking awesome or what, bro?
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was simply entertaining.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's
yeah, it
cool.
Wasn't too deep, you know. It's not a thought. It's not.
Yeah.
Not a thoughtful, you know.
It's not the Notebook.
It's not the Notebook. It's not Citizen Kane, but.
Yeah, that's funny.
Entertaining.
What was another one? Okay, we're looking at number 7. Go on swings. That's cool. Go
yeah,
on swings.
Find your local park.
There you go. Number 8, sing and dance. That's always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
That's always fun and harmless, mm-hmm. except if you're the only one singing and dancing.
In which case, people might throw stuff at you.
Throw stuff at you?
If you're off key.
You have to be dancing in key.
You have to be dancing in key. You have to be singing. Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to be...
Don't make a fool
of
yourself.
You have to be dancing in key and singing in beat.
Singing, yeah.
Just kidding. I mean, dancing and...
Line dancing.
Yeah. Line dancing. I've heard that's cool. Mm-hmm. Justin, didn't you say that you actually went line dancing not too long ago? Was that you?
I'm just giving you a stare. No, I haven't.
You know who
that
was?
I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't.
Haven't you? Oh, right. That was another one of our friends.
Another friend.
No. That's like been getting big. I've heard like actually like
people
a few
go.
People.
There's place around here. It's like a bar. Everybody's really into it. They
yeah,
like, you know,
they're
Footloose and
yeah,
you know, Electric Slide and cha-cha now, y'all. Slide to the left, crisscross.
Dude, I would never. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like I'm sure like there's a lot of people that are into that, and there's probably some kids that are listening. They're like, oh, that's my favorite song.
No, I've honestly heard people are really into it.
Really? Dude,
it's cool.
I just like...
Whatever.
No,
I mean,
that's
cool. I don't know if I could personally do that.
Yeah, I couldn't probably personally do that, but, like, that's cool if people vibe to that.
I respect those who do.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you can vibe to that, that's cool. Go line dancing. Have a designated driver, but go line dancing. Yeah, singing and dancing, that's something fun to do, you know? That's, I feel like, you know, when you are in a setting where people have, you know, been intoxicating themselves, that singing and dancing is actually, like, a really, really wonderful way to kind of, like, obviously express yourself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, it's another really therapeutic thing to do, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, I feel like under the right circumstances, if you've been drinking a little bit, you know, then
gotta,
that could...
Just gotta let loose.
Yeah, like, that could be fun, you know? Let's see. Another thing to do, another fun thing to do, while intoxicated is, here we go. I was going to say, play some sort of sport. You know what I mean? Mm. You can get like a group of friends together, but not like, don't get like
don't
so
get
trashed.
No.
Yeah, no, not like football or like anything like I was going to say, like, have some sort of, like, game going on,
yeah.
You know, like, maybe, like, pool volleyball.
Swimming.
Woo! Oh, the swimming. Shit.
No, you could do that if you're swimming.
No, you could do it.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Play chicken. Is that where you're on the shoulder?
Yeah, that's fun. You can play chicken. That's also a really great
wrestle.
A really great way for, you know, single girls and single guys to connect. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, chicken. Oh, baby, get on my shoulders. Oh, ooh. And then if you win,
ooh,
then you're
ooh.
Really cool. I don't even know, dude. Where?
Play polo.
Polo.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that because that involves horses. Riding horses. No, that's probably not a good thing to do.
No.
When intoxicated.
No. No, no.
Oh,
don't
goodness.
Don't bullfight. Right?
Bullfight.
Juan.
Where's Juan at? Hello. Hey, hello, Dave. Hello, Justin. Hey, what's up, bro? What up, Juan? What's cracking, dude?
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan, how was your single day? Oh, my single day. My own, man. My single day. Doing good. Oh, it was fucking awesome, man. We just fucking partied. Shit, it was fucking great. I fucking raced with the bulls. Shit. That's cool, man.
Cool story.
That's awesome, Juan. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Juan.
You. Hey, no problem, man. No problem. I wonder if people really know that it's me.
No. Really? It is?
Dude, I mean, no.
I thought Juan was here.
Juan, get back! Juan, get back in the studio! Okay, man.
you should have done that. You're supposed to say, Juan, get back in the studio close to the mic.
I know, I know, I know. I was like, Juan, get back in the studio. Okay.
He's back so fast.
You go, Davey, get back in the studio! Okay, Juan. I gotta use the restroom. Just playing.
Okay.
But for reals. So that's that, guys. We've talked a lot about what not to do when intoxicated, what to do when intoxicated, how to be safe.
What to do to have a good time.
To have a good time if you're gonna choose, you know, you and some friends go out, whatever. But really, guys, the biggest thing that Justin and I and the whole Vibration Station crew want to extend to you is that you have to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about these things, there is no excuse for you to be irresponsible, for you to be out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That is not okay. That is not acceptable, especially when you're intoxicating yourself. Another thing is we want you to know that with great intoxication comes great responsibility.
I think that's from Spider-Man.
Is that from Spider-Man?
I think that's the same exact line.
Really?
With great intoxication comes now. With great power comes great responsibility.
I know. Yeah. I know. I just turned it around.
Yeah.
But seriously, yeah, because...
that's the same one from Spider-Man,
dude,
yeah.
Peter Parker had a drinking problem. No wonder he can shoot webs. No, but seriously... When you intoxicate yourself, we want you
be
to know...
responsible not just for yourself, but for others.
Totally, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible
you
for people
care of your
around
friends.
You.
You gotta take care of your friends.
Gotta take care of your friends.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, that's what happens. Justin's taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I've taken care of him. Oh, that one night down off of Hollywood and Highland when I'm totally kidding.
When those
the gang and then we went to the coke dealers shooting us. Right, and then we went to the club with the coke dealers, and then they hung out with us, and then and then we all went back to their place where they had a big screen TV playing Pinocchio all night, and we proceeded to
watch.
What? Everybody's like, what? Like, what is? We're just messing around, guys. We're just having a great time in the studio. You know what we're doing? We're creating a positive energy, putting it out into the universe, and having you listen to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. Can you guys feel the positivity? But seriously, we don't want you guys to listen to the show and then go home and be like, oh, wow, this is a great idea. Let's get drunk and play with samurai swords. Whoa. You're not going to do that. You're going to, you know, do what you do. And if you choose to have a good time and, you know, do it safely, do it under supervision of, you know, maybe some people that aren't so drunk and, and, you know, whatever. And if you choose to, you know, partake in, you know, some sort of cannabis experimentation, make sure that, you know, you do that under the right circumstances and you do it with people who you love, and make it a really wonderful and joyous, exciting experience. You know what I mean?
Make love.
Mm. There you go. Sure. Oh, that's another fun thing to do. There you go.
Yeah, that is
another fun thing to do if you're with the female or male of your choice, your special someone,
or both,
your soulmate,
or male.
Hey, man.
To
each is their own. Yep. That's okay. Listen, guys, we love you so very much, unconditionally. What we want to do is we want to close out the show a little early so we can show you a little bit of some Davy Crockett. Here we go. This is Fallen in the Sun.
Okay.
Check it out.
When we used to burn leaf and put our minds on delay, okay. Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fast pack while we laugh about the past, but that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too, regardless I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity, floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days, chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life, right? Not that money really matters in this life, not that money really matters in this life.
Listen up, guys. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got co-host Justin.
Pleasure to be here. Always.
We unconditionally love and appreciate each and every single one of you guys. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, you're going to want to go on Facebook. You're going to want to type in.
Send us a message. We'll talk to you on Facebook.
Anything. Absolutely, guys. We love you.
Take care.
Have a wonderful Sunday filled with love, light,
adios,
happiness, laughter, and everything in between.
Much love.
Much love, guys. Check us out. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye.